Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Genesis 39:2.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Genesis 39:2. The Lord was with Joseph so that he prospered, and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. When life feels hard and painful, uncertain and frightening, especially when our trials involve unjust and cruel acts from others, it can be easy to assume that God doesn't see us or that he doesn't care, that he isn't in fact, quote, with us, but that he's in essence walked away, leaving us alone in our hardship and sorrow. I wonder if Joseph, the man mentioned in today's verse, ever felt that way. I have to think at times, maybe even for long lengths of time, that he did. Some of you might be familiar with his story, which spans from Genesis 37 to Genesis 50. And those are numerous action-packed, pain and grace-filled chapters that ultimately resulted in God using Joseph to feed countless lives during a time of famine. And while that's certainly a lot of text centered around one individual, it's not more than you or I can read in a single sitting. Therefore, with his entire life from age 17 to death spread before us, we can easily miss how long each season Joseph endured must have felt as day after day and year after year, he cried out to God for help. At least I assume that he cried out to God for help. He was human after all, a human who endured some pretty horrific, traumatic things. When we first meet him, he's a prideful, boastful teenager who seems completely oblivious or apathetic to his brother's pain. And so after having bragged not once, but twice about a dream God gave him regarding his future greatness, he went out to meet his brothers one day wearing a vibrantly colored robe, one given to him and only to him by his father, the man everyone knew loved Joseph best. That had to sting. Fueled by a rage likely born from soul-deep pain fed by sin, the brothers attacked him and threw him into a waterless well that was likely 10 feet or more deep. So in other words, that would have been quite a fall. Scripture tells us the brothers planned to leave him there, presumably to die a slow and agonizing death, and then sat down for a little picnic. Now, we don't know how long Joseph remained in that well. It could have been mere minutes or hours, during which he must have been begging his brothers to have mercy on him and to pull him up from the well. And as he remained at the bottom of that well, his desperate pleas echoing up its chambers, did he also cry out to God? And what about later, when his brothers sold him into slavery and Ishmaelite traders carted him off like purchased cattle? Or as he walked step after step, hour after hour, day after exhausting day, across the desert and into Egypt. Throughout his lifetime, Joseph experienced numerous injustices. He was beaten, he was abandoned, then sold by his brothers, the soul-crushing oppression of slavery, and then he was falsely accused and thrown into prison. And at each moment, if viewing his circumstances from a human perspective, he could have easily felt forsaken by God. But Scripture assures us that was not the case, not for one moment. numerous times we're told that God was with Joseph, and even that others noticed God's hand upon him as well. And while we don't know Joseph's state of mind or the state of his faith during all of those painful seasons, Scripture does reveal a man with incredible spiritual and emotional maturity by the time God fulfills the dreams that he had planted in his teenage heart decades before. Somewhere between the time he fell into the well to when the Pharaoh pulled him out of the Egyptian dungeon, Joseph's faith grew up, and he became a mighty, powerful, and kind, yet strong and gentle, determined, yet yielded man of God. We love glorious endings, don't we? But let's not miss the journey. Not just the pain that Joseph experienced, but the fact that God remained with him through it all. He never left. He never lifted his gaze, and he never changed his good and hope-filled plans for Joseph. In fact, I bet if you were to ask Joseph as he sat as second in command over all of Egypt, and during a time when people from other nations were coming to him for aid, I bet he would tell you that God's plans for him were so much greater, so much more glorious than anything his teenage mind could have conjured. God's plans for us are bigger than anything we can imagine as well. And although sometimes life can feel dark and hard, and you and I might feel alone and forgotten, the Bible promises us this is false, so very false, because our God stands with us forever. Let's pray. Holy Father, thank you for loving us and for promising to never leave us or abandon us. You remain faithful even when we are completely faithless, and we praise you for that. Your Son told us that life would be hard, that we would experience trouble, but we also know in him we have been granted victory, the victory to overcome. We know you have such good plan for us. So during the hard times, as we grieve, even as we feel angry or frustrated, whatever emotions we feel, may we also hold tight to hope, knowing that you are with us, that you stand beside us, that you are going before us, Lord, and help us to remind each other of your presence. Help us to encourage one another. We thank you for the gift of your Son and everything we have because of the grace offered through him. It's in his name, our Savior, that we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercouli, your host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.